Fort Greely officials are studying a proposal by a Delta Junction barley farmer to use the grain as a renewable energy source to generate electricity for the post. The project was one of several highlighted at a farm forum in Delta Junction over the weekend. Delta area farmers have long been trying to make a go of barley, and as KUAC's Tim Ellis reports, the latest proposal could give it a boost.
Barley is back, not only as livestock feed and grist for the state's first flour mill located here, but also as an energy source.
It's a biomass fuel, just like woody biomass or pellets or briquettes.
That's Bryce Wrigley, the ambitious ag entrepreneur who opened the flour mill a few months ago and who now has his sights set on another enterprise, helping grow a renewable source of energy for nearby Fort Greely. Wrigley has been talking with post officials for about 3 years now on the concept of using barley as a biofuel to offset some of the diesel that Greely buys for its three generators. Post officials have been studying his detailed proposal for about a year and a half. Greely buys most of its electricity from Golden Valley Electric Association, but uses the old generators on post for steam and to supplement the power from GVEA during peak load, such as during the coldest winter days. Wrigley says there are many reasons to use barley as a boiler fuel, starting with the fact that the grain packs a lot of BTUs.
It's about 8,000 BTUs per pound. So it's comparable to wood.
Fort Greely Garrison Commander Lieutenant Colonel Terry Clark, who also attended Saturday's farm forum, says Fort officials are studying Wrigley's proposals and considering other renewable fuels.
We are looking at that as a alternative fuel for Fort Greely. We are looking at barley. We're looking at wood chips. We're looking at potential for a boiler that is a multi-purpose fuel biomass boiler.
Any proposal for the use of renewable fuels must benefit the bottom line, and Wrigley says barley and other renewables deliver big savings over diesel, especially when that fossil fuel is so costly.
Biomass is always going to be cheaper. It's always going to be cheaper to produce heat than a fuel oil system.
Wrigley says barley avoids the problem that has beset perhaps the most well-known biofuel, ethanol, because barley doesn't require any processing. Wrigley says Fort Greely spent $5.5 million in 2010 to buy 1.9 million gallons of diesel to generate 220 billion BTUs. He says using barley to fuel those boilers could have cut that cost nearly in half.
If they had used barley as a fuel source, it would have cost about $2.8 million, so they would have saved $2.7 million.
Wrigley says having a nearby source of fuel would help keep transport costs down, and buying local would help both the area's ag industry and the overall economy.
That $2.8 million would have been directly injected into the economy from direct sales.
Dan Miller, Fort Greely's environmental coordinator, says that local benefit just makes the barley biomass proposal even more attractive.
Delta and Fort Greely are in a unique position where Delta has an existing infrastructure for barley that Fort Greely could potentially take advantage of. So we see it hopefully being a win-win for both Fort Greely and the local community.
In Delta, I'm Tim Ellis.